Let's begin. We're up to Parakhes. Parakhes Pasuk Aleph. Mi yitencha ke'ochli. Only 14 more psukim until we finish Sefer Megillas Shir Hashirim. Mi yitencha ke'ochli. If only you would give yourself over to me as a brother. The speaker here is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is complaining that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we wish that you would be a brother to us. Mi yiten chak achli yonek shtei imi. Yonek shtei imi. To be one who nurses from the shadayim of his mother. Em tso acha vachutz. If only I would find you outside, eshokcha, I would kiss you, gam lo yavuzli, and I would not be put to shame. Okay, we're going to see some of the ideas in a few moments, but basically the idea over here is that ahava mekalkeles es hashura. It's not the proper thing for a wife to greet her husband in the street and to embrace him and to kiss him and to say how nice it is to see you today. It's not the proper thing. I will always say from... As I told you the story a few times from Rav Elchanan Wasserman, when he was in America raising money before he went back and he was killed, Kiddush Hashem, so he was invited to be the Mesader Kiddushin. And at the end of the Seder, and at the wedding, the Chosam kissed the Kala. The Chosam kissed the Kala in front of everyone under the Chuppah. So he said, he commented, there are certain things that are done le'enei kol Yisrael, the last pasuk in the Torah, and when that happens, it's the end of the Torah. Okay,
this is
in the Bachutz. Em tzoachah Bachutz. I have found you in the street. If only the Kala here, the Chashuka, the Isha, is calling to her husband, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and saying, if only I would find you in the street, Shokcha, I would kiss you. And even though that is something which is not proper, and something which under normal circumstances the person will be put to shame for what he has done, Gam lo yavuzuli, I would not be despised, they would not put me to shame for doing something which seemingly isn't proper. Now, before you see the Mefarshim, I just want to point out, there are a number of Midrashim, I don't have it here on this page, but I saw another Sfarim, is that La'asalavo, Hashem, Lasa Lavo, the roles are going to be reversed to some degree. Whereas in ancient stand that, whereas traditionally, it is the derech for the chosan to pursue the kala. In the times of Mashiach, we see this happening today, it's the girl, the kala, that pursues the chosan. The girl chases after the boy, and the girl proposes to the boy, will you marry me? Okay, so this is a theme which appears in Chazal, which the derech of the world will change at the end of days, the times of Mashiach, where the kala will be the one that will pursue the chosan. Because we have a tradition that mimach, the Gemara says, mimach zeres al mi. In Isha is called the mitziah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the tzela out of Adam, and therefore an Isha is called an Aveda. The Isha is called an Aveda of man, and mi derech l'machzer al mi. The Gemara says it's a derech for the chosan, for the Baal Aveda, to search for his lost object. That means it's a derech for the man to search for the Isha. But in the times of Mashiach, it's going to happen, it's going to be the reverse. What the significance is, I do not know, but the Kala, the Isha, is going to search for her chosan. And that, to some degree, is alluded to here in this pasuk, where the Isha over here is doing things which typically are not acceptable, and yet, gam lo yavuzli, I will not be put to shame. Now let's see the mitzudos one thing at a time. Mi yitencha li, gam zemidivrei hachashuka, tishalach amorecha loymar. We have to remember that the chapter breaks are not from Jewish sources. Just because now we're starting Perek Ches and it appears to be a new chapter, it's not necessarily a new chapter. It's a continuation of the psukim that we mentioned yesterday. Yesterday, and really, the mitzudos makes it very clear that, I mean, we're following in that theme, where we are telling Kadosh Baruch Hu, come, let's go out to the Batekinos, in Golis, and I will show you the Talmidei Chachamim who have blossomed, who have developed, who have matured, the Baalei Nikra, the Baalei Mishnah. Pushtun Bali Agoda, and even the Amei Haaretz, the Dudoim, people who have no tam, they have no flavor, meaning they have no Torah, but they have Reach, they have Maisim Toivim, even they have developed, they have blossomed, and are doing good things. And therefore, your Kodesh Baruch Hu should take pride in your nation, Klal Yisrael, the entire spectrum is bringing you Nachas. And therefore, the time has arrived for the coming of Mashiach. And now Perek Ches, which really there is no chapter break according to Jewish tradition, is continuing in this theme, and it's continuation of the words of the Chashuka, the Isha. Gam zebidivrei hachashuka tishalach hamonecha loymar. She sends forth words to her dod. El hachashuk. The chashuk is the dod. Hein behold es ave linashek oscha bashuk bepumbi. I desire to kiss you in the street in public. Avul bosh ani pen eheye lovos. If I do something like this and kiss my beloved in the street in front of everyone, I'll be put to shame. They'll say you're prutza. How dare you do something like this in public? Umi. So therefore, what I'm saying is, if only I will be considered to be a brother, miyten chok ochli, because no one puts to shame a sister. Or a sister for kissing her brother. That is something which is acceptable, and certainly a mother and a child is acceptable. If only someone could make, we can establish the relationship, like a younger brother, not just an older brother. It's also that to some degree is unacceptable for a sister to kiss a mature brother in the street. But let's say a sister sees her baby brother, a little child who's an och, that is acceptable. A child of the age that's still nursing from his mother, so we're dealing with a toddler, a child under 2 years old. There is absolutely no shame whatsoever for a sister to kiss a toddler, an infant, in the street when she sees her one-year-old brother running around in the street. Ki im kain heyos lumuli. When you will be before me, hayisi menashek oischak. If you will be at that like that before me, when I will see you in the street, I will kiss you. Menashek oischak kasher motzosicha vashuk. When I see you, my little brother, out in the street, 1 year old, 1.5 year old, running around, I will kiss you. Vayisi imkein memalet havasi. By kissing you, I will satisfy my desire to show you my love. The gam lo hayimi ki mevaz, I see no one will be mevaz, and no one will say that I'm doing is unacceptable. Period. Okay, that's the simple translation of the pasuk. What is the nimshol? What's the mesva? Nimshol hu loymar mi itain. If only it would be. V'yosudu hasibos hamoin ois oisi me'avoida tamima. If Hashem will take away from me all of the distractions that prevent me from serving you with wholesomeness, with tamim, with sincerity. Ki in kain hoyo hoyisi oz oisekes b'toira uvimitzos. If you have taken away all the distractions, then I would already from long ago would have been busied myself with the studying of Torah. B'chol mekoymos mahal chosi, in all the places where I travel. In other words, over here we really desire to serve and to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a full heart. The only reason why we don't do so is because we live in a secular world, and serving Hashem is not acceptable, and they put upon us pressure, and they give us distractions, and that prevents us from doing what really we should be doing. It's like we find ourselves, we want to express our love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not proper for a woman to go and kiss her husband in the street, or to kiss her beloved, her chassan, in the street in front of the entire world. So therefore we hold back. If only the siba would be taken away, meaning if we would, the relationship between us and our daughter would be viewed like an older sister to a small brother, then there would be no shame whatsoever. Then there would be, that's the mashma, the nimshol, there would be no distractions, and we would be able to show our love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by davening and learning Torah. And we've said this many times, the Chazon Ish, his ikar bracha, he always would tell people, give the bracha, it's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu person, and also he would tell people to be mispalel, is that Hashem should take away the distractions. the distractions and foreign influences that prevent a person from reaching his full potential. The Chazon Ish was a believer that a person naturally doesn't need a bracha. He doesn't need any special siyata d'shmaya to succeed, to become a Yorei Shemayim and a Talmud Chacham and a Baal Chesed and a Baal Midos Tovos. All of these things are natural to a Jew, to a person who is an Einikol of Avraham and Yitzhak and Yaakov. The reason why, unfortunately, we don't succeed is because the influences, the foreign influences and the distractions are so overwhelming that when the male gets swept away and been taken off the proper path. Therefore, he felt that the Iker Tefillah and Bracha is that Hashem should be moineya all of these influences. In fact, he composed a beautiful Tefillah. And many women say this when they light candles. You can find the tefillah. I know the tefillah appears in the art scroll Lag BaOmer. You know, Lag BaOmer is very much associated with Chalaka, when you take your children, your three-year-old child, and you cut his hair, you put on tzitzit, put on a yarmulke, and you designate the area that's peos children. So there, they actually have the nusach of the tefillah from the Chazon Ish. It's printed in other places as well. I think a lot of it's from that women. Women are pop, they have this nusach tefillah to be monea this sibos. And that idea you see here, this is the way the mitzudos is fataiching this first pasuk in Perek Ches. Mi yitencha. We really want to do good. It's our natural desire. The problem is that there are distractions. The distractions here are being described in terms of people, this is not what's popular in the secular world, that we should go and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, devote our lives to Torah, mitzvot, to daven. It's something that's bizarre to the world, and because we're so integrated into the secular world, we are influenced by them. We don't do what we naturally should be doing. But if only this would be acceptable, if the Umos HaOlam, people that we associate, would appreciate what our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, it would be natural. It would be Nela. We would be that much closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There would be no degree of Yavuzli of embarrassment. Okay, so let's just translate the pasuk one more time before we go further into the Rashi. Niyitencha, we are asking only Ka'ochli Halavai, that you, Hashem, my Dod, should be viewed in the eyes of the world as a brother. How? What kind of brother? What age? A brother that's 20 years old? No. A brother that is a yonek shedei imi, a brother who is an infant, then I would be able, when I would see you in the street, I would kiss you. I would show my love to you without any feeling of that I'm doing something that's wrong. Gam lo yavuzli. No one would put me to shame. Let's see Rashi. Rashi mi tenecha kachli shatovay lenachameni kederch shasa Yosef liyachiv. Okay, so Rashi is citing one of many midrashim. Rashi over here is telling us that it's a whole different interpretation than the mitzudos and mamish. A whole different derech is that we're begging Hashem that the Mashiach should come. He should redeem us. And not only should he redeem us, he should comfort us. Nachamu, nachamu ani. Yomar, how does the pasuk go? Yomar Elokeichem. Hashem should give us comfort. Who in the Torah, is the model of the comfort? Yosef giving comfort to his brothers. Vayinachem oisam, vayidaber al libam. Why is that the ideal model of Nechama? Because Yosef really had what to complain about. What bigger taina can a person have to a brother who sold you as a slave, who threw you into a pit filled with snakes and scorpions, and then had the chutzpah but to sell you as a slave to Egypt, to a place where slaves will never go free. So if anyone had the right to have a time to have complaints, it was Yosef HaTzadik. And yet, when he met with his brothers, what did he do? Not only did he not have any complaints against them, therefore we beg you, Hashem, if one of your creatures, if Yosef HaTzadik was able to overcome his his emotions and his what was due to him, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu al achas kama v'kama can do the same. Even though it may be true that we have sinned and we have committed horrible averos, but yet you also should be like a brother, like a specific brother, Yosef, Vayinachem, my son, Vayidaber, Alibam, and bring the geula, bring galus, forgive us for our sins, and bring us comfort. Nachamu nachamu yomar elokeichem. Shatavay lenachameni kiderech sha'asa Yosef le'echov. Shagamluhu ra'a, they did to him terrible things. V'ne'amarbo, and yet he doesn't say he forgave. That's the very big debate. Did Yosef ever forgive his brothers? Many gedolim they debate this intensely. Rav Moshe says he did not.
No.
Rav Moshe says he was a shita that nowhere, it doesn't say anywhere that he forgave them. He never asked them.
That's what the Abarbanel says. We have ka'al teyotzvu. Listen, you're
going to
have to pay for this. Just not now.
Not now, right. So what does it mean? Some say, of course, let's say it says, that automatically means he forgave them. If he gave them comfort implies, I mean, that's already over the top. Obviously, he did the basics. He did the basics that he forgave. He forgave them. So this is, good morning, everyone. How are you? Do you want to say for? Okay, so this is a very big debate, and that's not for now. But over here, this is how Rashi interprets Shad the Pasuk. If only HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be like an Ochli, which brother, the brother of Yosef, Yonek Shtei Imi. Now, Rashi here, unfortunately, does not explain to us the significance of being a brother, a little brother. Bishlam, according to the Mitzudos, he very, very, very properly explained the significance of being not just a brother, not dealing with a brother who's 20 years old, we're dealing with a brother who is an infant, so therefore there's no shame in kissing that brother. But Rashi over here is silent. He's not really explaining the significance. Maybe we'll see correctly. Let's see the next words. Let's go. He jumps over the next words. So this refers to the prophets. Now, I'll find you in the street. So I take back what I said before about Rashi not explaining the Shadayim, nursing, because Rashi in the previous parak told us, I think at least twice, maybe three times, is that the Shadayim is a code, is a mashal for the Nevi'im, the prophets, and the Melech, either the Kohen Gadol and the Melech, or the Nevi'im. So I would find your prophets. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emson Nivi'acha, I would find your prophets, Medabrim Bishmecha, speaking in your name, relaying prophecy, the Echab came, I will embrace them, the Anash came, I will kiss them, Gam Yodati Ki Lo Yavuzuli, I know that they will not despise me for kissing your prophets, Ki Kidai Hi Ahavoscha Shetehei Ahavusecha Seveves Lachazor Acharecha. It's fitting, your love, your love is something which is fitting, it is worthy, it is praiseworthy, shetehei ahavoscha, that the display of your love, seveves, should be public, lachzor aleha, that we should publicly pursue. We should publicly pursue expressions to show our love to you. So according to this interpretation, he's saying over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if only you will give us comfort. Yonek Shtei Imi seemingly is a code for, I think what he means is you have to put a comma. Mi Tenechok Ochli Kama. Even though the Ta'amei HaMikra don't fit in this interpretation, but that's not uncommon in Rashi. Yonek Shtei Imi, when I come across, I will be a Yonek Shtei'imi, meaning I will nurse from your prophets, from your Talmidei Chacham and your Nevi'im, and Em Tzo'acha, when I find them, Vachutz, Eshokcha, I will kiss them, I will embrace them, and Gam Lo Yavuzuli, and this will not be something which is improper, because it's proper, it's Kedai, to show love to your servants, to your Talmidei Chacham and to your Nevi'im is something which is profit and praiseworthy and is the right thing to do. The spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban over here in this pasuk. There's Ramban on Shir Shirim.
Yes.
Or you have over here in the okay. So this, okay. So that's similar to what Rashi. Rashi over here just leaving that. But Rashi in the previous parak told us. Okay.
That's somewhat literal explanation. Doesn't mean to embrace the message of the Nevi'im?
Obviously. I mean, yeah, to embrace it and to, but he's okay, to embrace it and to show them love, to appreciate who they are. This is in strong contrast
to show that is to do what they tell you.
That's the ultimate. The ultimate cover you can give the Nevi'im is to listen to what they have to say, is to listen and to obey their command. Now, this is a very powerful thing because we don't really appreciate that the fact that the Nevi'im were despised in Tanakh. Yirmiyah was, that's what we're going to learn next, Yirmiyah was tortured. He was thrown into a dungeon. They plucked off the hairs of his beard. Okay, the Yeshaya, all the Nevi'im were not very popular. Were not all popular. People did not want to hear what they had to say, and they were shunned. And here, the pasuk of Yirmiyah is saying just the opposite. And we find the Nevi'im in the street; they will be embraced and they will be kissed publicly. It's kedai to show public expressions of love to the prophets. Okay, before we go to the targum, there's a very interesting medrash. The medrash is similar to Rashi, but not similar to Rashi. The medrash asks, "In me, if only you, Hashem, should be my brother." Which brother are we talking about? What kind of brother? Let's go through the entire Tanakh and look at all of the brother relationships. It's not good. Okay, we don't have to go look at this generation of brothers, popular brothers. Let's go look at all those. Cain and Hevel? Not exactly. Cain killed Hevel. I don't think we want to call to be to us like Cain was to Hevel. Are we referring to Yishmael and Yitzchak? Not exactly. Okay, Yishmael was Vateres Sarah es Yishmael Mitzachek. Chazal say he wanted to kill Yitzchak. Okay, so we're not dealing with Yishmael. Are we dealing with Esav Tiakov? Not exactly. Vayistoim Esav Es Yaakov. Strike three. Okay, who else do we have left? Maybe Yosef and his brothers. What Rashi says. Not exactly. It can't be Yosef because his brothers. Vayisnu also, they hated him. The brothers hated Yosef. So who then is left? So this is a very interesting Rashi, the Medrash. The Medrash says, if you want to talk about brotherly love, the ideal is, who would you guess? David and who? Wait. And who? That's not his brother. Yonasan is not his brother. Okay, it was a brother-in-law. It wasn't. So you want to say Moshe V'Aaron? That's a very good point. He doesn't say that in the Medrash, but there's even a better brother. It does say in the Medrash? Oh, okay, I don't have the full version then.
The first choice.
Okay, but the first choice is Yosef and Binyamin. Because Yosef and Binyamin had nothing against each other. So-and-so here, as they mentioned, is that it always bothered him that when Yosef met Binyamin, after later, so Binyamin introduced him to his 10 children. And each one, did you tell this to me? Each one of his 10 children he named after Yosef. It's very bizarre. Right.
Introduce him. Yosef asked him about his children.
Children, and he told him he has 10 children. Binyamin had 10 children. Each child was named after Yosef. It's very bizarre. It's like, Bishlam, if you knew your brother, if you ever saw your brother, you knew your brother. Okay, did he ever? They knew each other. They saw
each other.
They did see each other, of course. But it's so bizarre. Okay, so you name one child, you name two children. To name all 10 of your children after a brother that you only saw, he was 17 years old when he disappeared. And how old was Binyamin? Okay, I don't know exactly how old Binyamin, maybe he wasn't that much younger, but it shows a very intense brotherly love. It speaks volumes to name all ten children after one brother. That speaks volumes. And the pasuk over here is telling us when they met each other, they cried on each other's neck. How many years?
Six
years apart. So he was 11 years old. 11 years old, and it made such a strong impression upon him when they met. Each one fell on the neck of the other. You have to understand they both represented the spirituality of Klal Yisrael. Mishkan Shiloi was in the chelik of Yosef, and the Beis Hamikdash was in the chelik of Abin Yamin. So each one shared in the fact that they were the footstool for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina, and furthermore. Yosef gave Binyamin the Chomesh Chalifai Simolois. He showed him favoritism. So you see, there was a very special, unique relationship, and that exactly.
Later on, Yehuda and Binyamin were very close, obviously.
Yehuda, they were together in the Malchus. They were the only two joined.
That's because he said, my life is my brother.
He took responsibility. He took responsibility to bring him home. Enochinami. Okay, so this is. Oh, you're right. I have it here in the marriage. That's Yonish. Then Kimoisheli Aaron. You're right. Mechol. I have it here as well. Kimoisheli Aaron even underlined it. Shenemar vayelich vayifkeshel b'har Hashem vayishaklo. So this is, if you have one known exil of brotherly love, the marriage of Yirmi Yitencho Keochli. You have to be careful what kind of brotherly love we're discussing. The Medrash gives two examples, Yosef ben Yamin, Moshe the Aaron, period. Rashi did not work with this Medrash. Rashi worked with Yosef and all of his brothers, focusing on the theme of Nechama, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, at the time of the coming of Mashiach, as Rashi is continuing his theme, which goes back to the previous parak that we're dealing with now, the time when Mashiach is approaching.
Moshe, knowing that at least one of them had to die in the Midbar to be with Klal Yisrael,
yeah.
In Midbar, so it says, "Wes Hanan El Hashem." He didn't pray to God to be alive and go with Eretz Yisrael with Klal Yisrael till after Aaron died, because he knew that if he would pray and God would grant his request while Aaron was alive, he would be also at the same time praying for Aaron
to die indirectly.
Midbar. Uh-huh. Now that Aaron died anyhow, now I'm free to pray for myself.
Okay, very good. That's very powerful. Who says that?
The Malm
says that.
Well.
Okay, let's take a look at the Targum Pasuk Aleph. Targum, again, it's a long Targum. Is again the whole Targum on Sefer Shershim is one long story describing the history of Klal Yisrael. And now that we're at the last perek, obviously we're dealing with possibly the most mystical part of Shir Hashim, because until now it's pretty much history. You can go back to the history books and look what happened in the Midbar, what happened to Mishkan Shiloh, what happened to Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, and then we had Ugolus during the Tekufa of the Churban Bayis with Nebuchadnezzar, and then with the miracle of Purim. Well, I'm saying by Sheni with Edom, going to the entire timeline of history. But now, when we're coming to Yemos HaMashiach, these events did not yet happen. So, if they did not yet happen, everything over here really represents a prophecy. Nothing really can be proven of what's going to happen in the future. That's really where we're now crossing that barrier to go into Yemos HaMashiach. Okay, and indeed there are a lot of chidushim. I was looking today at a sefer many of the comments in the sefer were from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, a fellow. He learned Shir Hashim. He asked many questions of Chaim Kanievsky and about the Targum. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that in Echnamah there are things in the Targum that are not found anywhere else in Chazal. Giluyim, revelations of how things are going to play out when Mashiach comes. So let's see, over here, Pasuk Aleph, Uvahu Zimna, at that point in time, Yiskilei Malka Mashiach Lechnishta Di Yisrael. Okay, the coming of Mashiach, or crossing that barrier. Mashiach is here. V'yeimun Lei, and they go, and he's going to say, Bnei Yisrael, Oso, come, Tehe imano le'och, be to me a brother, v'neisak li'Yerushalayim, and let us ascend to Yerushalayim, u'nehe yonkin imoch, and let us nurse together, ta'amei oiraisa, the reasons of the Torah. So here, fascinating, is the Melech HaMashiach has arrived. And the Melech HaMashiach is arriving outside of Yerushalayim. I think we get the impression that Melech HaMashiach is running on a white horse in the coastal plaza. I think in Purim time,
a white donkey
in the coastal plaza. I think there are Meshugoyim that do this actually. They parade around in Yerushalayim on white donkeys and they claim that they're Mashiach. Can you hear these? You hear these stories? So the Jerusalem syndrome, exactly. So the Targum of Avir says they're in the wrong place. It has to be outside of Yerushalayim because it's going to appear outside Yerushalayim. It's going to tell, let us ascend, let us now go up to Yerushalayim. At least that's what it says in the Targum, the outside of Yerushalayim. And then he says, let us, so he's telling them, be my brother. Melech HaMashiach is calling to Klal Yisrael, be my brother. That's his calling, his call. And what are we going to do in Yerushalayim? We're going to nurse. What are we going to nurse? We're going to nurse the Ta'anei HaTorah. Now this is very well with Mamar Chazal. Chazal said that studying Torah is just like a child nursing from his mother. As long as a child nurses, the mother continues to produce milk. When the child stops nursing, then the mother stops producing milk. As long as a child, Chazal said, has the ability to taste like the man. It's like the man that there are many different tastes a child can enjoy when he nurses from his mother. There are many different mishalim that are given to explain the uniqueness of studying Torah is equivalent to nursing. As long as we want to understand the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu provides Siyat HaShemayah that we can understand what we're learning and we can be mechadesh new insights in Torah. That's the imagery that's begin over here when it comes to nursing. When hey yonkin imach ta'amei oiraisa heichma, just like the onek yonka, an infant, bechadyo di'ine, the bosom of his mother. So hold this a discussion if it's bechadyo. There are different words to refer to the shadayim. Is the correct word chadyo? Typically chadyo refers to the choze, the chest. So is it a general term or is there a mistake? There are different gersois in the Targum have a different word for, instead of chadya, but another word which refers to the more specific part of the body where the child nurses from. The kolzman to have a see. The kolzman to have a see mitul tulod labor min re. Now this is a very fascinating idea. As long as Klal Yisrael is in Golis, as long as they've been traveling, they've been exiled in Golis. Kad havesi dochra yoshum elokaraba. As long as they were in Golus, when I would remember the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I would dochra remember yoshum elokaraba, the Hashem's great name, and he adds in here one very important word, umasro nafshi al elokusei, and I'm moiser nefesh. I give up my life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Af anime ara lo havon mevazili the umos ha'olam, leave me alone. Now let's first take these words and read to the pasuk, and then come back to explain some deeper insight what this means. So first we'll go back to the pasuk. Mi yitencha okachli, the speaker. Always the question we always ask when we read the pasuk is who is speaking and to whom is he speaking. So here we are coming to deviate from Rashi and the Mitzudos. Not like they learned that the speaker is a Klal Yisrael speaking to Hashem. Here the speaker is the Melech HaMashiach is speaking to Klal Yisrael, and he's saying, "Here I am. I have arrived. Will you be my brother?" Why do I want you to be my brother? What's my tafkid? We should go up to Yerushalayim, and we will be yoinek the shtei imi. We will nurse from Hakadosh Baruch Hu Torah. We will understand, have a new insights into the study of Hashem's Torah, similar to a way a child nurses from his mother. Then, and he goes on. The Melech HaMashiach says, "Em tzoacho v'chutz." It's an entirely new message, an entirely new theme, it appears, that when we were in the olden days, before I came, and when we were living in Golis, Bachutz here means outside of Yerushalayim, in Golis, when I found you in Golis, and Eshokha, and I kissed you. Now, kissing over here means I was moiser nefesh. He translates over here eshokcha to mean misiras nefesh. Kissing is I don't know, I guess it represents the panemius. When Melech HaMashiach says, I remember before I came, when I would think about you and I would observe you from afar, and I would see that you were kissing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning you were giving up your life, you were moiser nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and some reason the word kissing refers to that concept. Gam lo yavuzu li here refers to the collective noun Klal Yisrael, the umos ha'olam would leave you alone, they would let you do whatever you want. So it's incidentally teaching us that the secret to survive in Galus is you should be moiser nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it's in Torah or mitzvos. When we moiser nefesh in Galus for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the umos ha'olam stand back and they leave us alone. It's only when we're not moiser nefesh, then they start bothering us, persecuting us, and trying to persuade us to do averos. Yeah?
Is that true historically?
Historically, when we were moiser nefesh, they left us alone. I don't know.
Why do you have to be? What type of moiser nefesh are we talking about?
I don't know.
If it's the martyrdom type, then obviously they're not leaving us alone. Mm-hmm. So
obviously means we go the extra mile. Whatever moiser nefesh means, obviously, how can this be explained in examples in Jewish history? I don't know. I don't know Jewish history, so I don't also what the depth of these words mean. But
Kol Zman
Shakol Yaakov, then the Ein Hayadayin Akol Kol Yaakov. So this is the theme which appears, but here he's bringing it out. He's reading this into the pshat, into the pasuk. Okay, now there's one other thing I want to point out is that we say every day when we recite Ahava Rabbah, the entire bracha of Ahava Rabbah is all about the study of Torah. The same b'libei l'ahavin l'haskil l'shmoya l'ilmod l'lamed l'shma v'lasos l'kayim es kol divrei. We focus on the study and the fulfillment of Torah, and you would expect after we say all of those beautiful expressions, Ulishma Velasos Lakaimas called Dibre Sarascha Baava, the Hoerin Invisar Secha, the David Lenubitsach of Yahid Levenu, Yavo Leoshmek, Loni Vosh, the Yolon Voed, which right away said Borchato Hashem, Haborcher Biamo Yisrael Biava. But before we conclude the bracha, we inject Fahavienu Lisholo Me Arba Kanfois Oretz, the Solichenu Kamamigos Liartsenu. My inyan shmita etzel har Sinai. What are we injecting into the bracha of Ahava Rabbah after the first two thirds of the bracha focus exclusively on a request that we succeed in the study and observance of Torah? We all of a sudden we focus on kibbutz golios. Alludes to what says over here in this targum is because success in the study of Torah can only be when we are living in Eretz Yisrael. And that's exactly what the goal of the Melech HaMashiach. The Melech HaMashiach says, I have arrived, be my brother, let us ascend to Yerushalayim, Kibbutz Golios, come with me, let us ascend. And what are we going to do there? There we're going to be Yoinek Shtei Imi, which the Targum translates, we're going to study Torah. We're going to delve into the study of Torah, Ta'amei Oiraisa. Yonkin Imach, so what, until now we can't study Torah? Talmud Bavli is not the study of Torah. All of the conference, Einoch Nami, it pales in comparison. It pales in comparison. In order to succeed in the study of Torah, it is a condition, it is a requirement that we have a direct link to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which only can be found in Eretz Yisrael. Uzahav Ha'aretz Ahi Toiv, the goal of that land is good Chazal Darshan, Ein Torah, Ketoras Eretz Yisrael. And then he goes on to say, when you win Golos, maybe what he means to go say over here, if you want to say a little Jewish, that while you were in Golos, when I found you in Golos, if you moiser nefesh for the study of Torah, then you would succeed as well. Gam lo yavuzli, you would not be put to shame in being amaratzim. You would succeed in Golos. In order to succeed, there's an extra condition, and that is the condition of mesiras nefesh for the study of Torah. When you're in Eretz Yisrael, maybe the degree of mesiras nefesh is not the same degree. It's not the same requirement because we're already there in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so this pretty much is Pasuk Aleph. Now let's go to Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Beis, en hogicha, I will lead you. I will lead you. Aviyacha, and then we have to go back and reset who we are referring to. Who's the speaker? According to Rashi, in the Mitzvot HaKlal, Yisrael is speaking to Hashem. And we are saying, Hashem, please return to us. En Hokcha, you my little brother. Klal Yisrael is the older sister. She finds in the street a little brother, a one-year-old. She picks him up. She kisses him. And she says, come with me. En Hokcha, let me guide you. Aviyacha, let me bring you El Beis Imi. Let me take you into my mother's home. Let me take you home. Tilamdeni, and teach me. Tilamdeni, teach me. Tell me something that you've learned today. We'll see what this means in a moment. Ashkecha miyayin harekach, give me to drink from. I'm sorry, Ashkecha, I'll give you to drink. Okay, I'm sorry, Ash, I'll give you to drink miyayin harekach, from fragrant wine. Wine which is mixed with spices that gives it a good, pleasant aroma. May assist rimoni, from the pomegranates, rimoni pomegranates that are aged. There are different translations of the word assist, which we'll see. Squeezed
nectar, I think.
Nectar? What's nectar?
Juice.
The juice of okay, assist inyan schita. The mitzudos, the concentrate. Okay, the mitzudos sion says me'asis means inyan schita. Verotz lemer hamitz, the juice. Hayetzei al yidei schita v'chein uchasis damam yiskarun, you'll become intoxicated from Yeshaya. That's the goyim that Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to kill our enemies, and they're going to be obliterated. Okay, we'll come to that in a moment. But let's see the mitzudos David first. En hokcha. So we're continuing from Pasuk Aleph. The Chashuka is speaking to the Chashuk. Klal Yisrael is speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hayisi Moilichacha, I will guide you. Lahaviacha, to bring El Beis Imi to my mother's home. Leman Tilamed Osi Shama, in order that there you will teach me. Bama Esratzeloch Lehaf. Lehafokas Ritzoncha, to bring forth your will. You'll teach me there what I should do. I'll take you home with me, and you'll tell me what you like. You'll teach me, if you're dealing with the imagery of a little child, you'll teach me, tell me what toys you like. Tell me what kind of treats, what kind of goodies do you like, and then I will do what you want in order to make you happy. So mashal, of course, for Kadosh Baruch Hu, you'll take me, we'll take you to Eretz Yisrael, the Shechina will come down, and you will guide us and tell us what we should do in order that we should fulfill your will. V'sham ha'yisi mashke oisach, and there, so here the Mitzudah says, I, ha'yisi, v'sham there ha'yisi mashke oischa, I will give you to drink. Miyayin hamurv b'besamim, will give you fragrant wine. O mehamitz, and from the juice hanischot min rimonif, that has been pressed from my pomegranates. Period. What is the message? V'hanim sholuchu loymar oid hoyisi choiker lodas mitzvoyne hamitzvos v'oymek nistoreha. Then I will investigate to know the secrets of your commandments and the depths of its hidden parts. Then when you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be reunited with us, we will study Torah, we will know the secrets of the Torah, we will perform them in order that you should have nachas ruach from Klal Yisrael. Okay, so this is the interpretation of Rashi. We'll read it again inside the Pasuk. And Hokcha will guide you, Hashem. Aviyacha, I will bring you El Beis Imi. I'll bring you to my mother's home, meaning I'll bring you to the Beis Hamikdash. I will cause that the Shechina will descend upon the Beis Hamikdash. Tilamdeni, there you will inspire us with Ruach HaKodesh to teach us how to mimikayim the mitzvos. Ashkecha, I will give you nachas ruach by fulfilling what we're supposed to do, and that's being described here with these mishalim, these words, yayin harekach, fragrant wine, may assist me from the juice of my pomegranates. Okay, Rashi, pasuk beis, al beis imi, beis hamikdash. Hashem, I'm going to bring you to the beis hamikdash. Tilamdeni, kasher hur galti lasos bo'ohel moed.
Galtor.
Hurgal Ta, as you were accustomed to teach us in the Ohel Moed, you continuously spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe conveyed to Klal Yisrael your message. This will continue. This will happen again in the times of Mashiach. When Mashiach comes, Hashem will return to the Beis Hamikdash. Hashem will speak to the leaders, and the leaders will then convey the message to us. Next.
Is he talking about Mashiach, or is he talking about the fact that he built the Beis HaMikdash?
I think he's talking about Mashiach. I think we're talking about the end of we're talking about it's a continuation from the previous parak, I think, that we're dealing with also the coming of Mashiach. Okay, I'm not sure, but I think simply referring to, like, similar to the Targum. But Klal Yisrael is speaking. Klal Yisrael is speaking and saying, please Hashem, restore your Shina, come to the Beis HaMikdash, speak to us, like you did in the Ohel Moed, Ashkecha, B'yayin HaRekach. Now here is a very interesting Rashi, I will pour Nisochim. Yayin HaRekach, the problem with this Rashi is that any wine that is other than 100% pure is possible for Nisochim. Nisochim is the most delicate type, you have to use the most delicate type of wine. Sweet wine is not fit for, if the wine is more than 40 days old, I think it's only kosher b'dievet. Nisochim, you have to use grape juice. For Nisochim on the Beis HaMikdash, Refer Shalacha, you have to use grape juice, it has to be more than 3 days old. Within 3 days, it's not yet called. It's not called yayin. It's still called. It's mitzanovim. It has to begin to ferment slightly. But after 3 days, it's certainly not gonna. It's not gonna intoxicate. It doesn't have. It's not sweet. It doesn't have the qualities of age. It doesn't have any alcohol, so it's very limited. And if there's any mixture, anything that is added to the pure grape juice, it is not fit for Nisachim. I think if it's cooked, it's also disqualified, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe it's only disqualified b'di'evet. It's only, I'm saying l'chatchila, but it's still kosher b'di'evet. But yet over here, when you're eating fragrances, what? By Nisachim, I don't know. But it's very delicate. The rules of Nisachim are very, very strict. So what I saw, one of the Svarim I saw, is that this Rashi is a Pella. Rashi is telling us over here that it says, the Yayin HaRekach is Nisachim. Yayin HaRekach is possible for Nisachim. If you add spices and fragrances, it's clear. So the answer is, it doesn't mean, so the answer is very simple. Everything in Sefer Shirashim is a mashal. Nothing is to be taken literally. Rashi never, it doesn't mean the, it just means the best wine. We're going to bring Kodesh Baruch Hu wine that is of high quality. Asis is Yayin Mosuk, sweet wine. He disagrees with the Mitzudos David. Does not mean juice. It means sweet wine. And this also is more complex, because how does the word osis fit with the word rimoinim? A pomegranate does not produce wine. Osis rimoini, according to the Mitzudos, it means the juice of a pomegranate. According to Rashi, it means the osis, the yayin mosuk of a pomegranate. But a pomegranate does not produce wine. So these two things do not go together. Obviously, these are just mishalim. It means high quality beverages are going to be presented to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means that we are going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the best possible way.
Can't you mix it? We have the peach wine, peach grape juice, so you can make the.
But it's not kosher. Okay, but it's not kosher for Nisachim. Anything that's not pure is not kosher for Nisachim. It has to be 100% pure. Okay, well, let's see the Mitzud. The Targum elaborates a little bit more. Maybe we'll get more insight. Pasuk Beis. Adab Rinoch Malka Mashiach. Again, the speaker is the Melech HaMashiach, not Klal Yisrael. The Malka Mashiach will guide you. I will guide you. I, the Melech HaMashiach, will guide you. Ve'alinoch lebeis makdashi. And I will bring you to the Beis HaMikdash. Use Aleif Yossi. And I will teach you. And you will teach Salef Yosef. You will teach me l'mitchal min kodom Hashem, to fear Hakadosh Baruch Hu, l'man tilmad liyira es Hashem elokecha kol hayamim. That's what it says by the Melech HaMashiach, by the Melech Yisrael. He has to have a Sefer Torah on his arm, and he has to learn to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We learn from that pasuk something very, very powerful. Yirah Shemayim is a limut. It's not just something which you can do on your own. You wake up in the morning and you recognize there is a creator, and it's natural. It's natural you have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't work like that. To acquire true Yirah Shemayim is something which requires study. There is a method. There is a curriculum. There are teachers. There are students. There's a base medrash to learn how to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We unfortunately are sorely lacking in this study of Yirah Shemayim. We learn a Daf Gemara, so we hope that some of the learning of the Torah will rub off, will come to a degree of Yirah Shemayim. But it's a lot more complex than that. And here in this Targum, he says here very powerful words, which unfortunately we're not fully grasp the depth. The role of the Melech HaMashiach will be Usaleif, he will teach Yossi, he will teach me, Klal Yisrael, L'mitchal, to fear Min Kodom Hashem. What else will he do for us, the Melech HaMashiach? V'limhoch b'orchosei, he will teach us how to go in his ways. V'samon and v'er, I hear something really way out. Nisod se'otza delivyosan. We will eat the sudas livyosan. There in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Yerushalayim. V'nishtei chamar atik, and we will drink age-old wine. The itztana that has been hidden be'inavohi, in its grapes, min yomo de'ispiri olma, from the day of creation. The yayin shomor ba'anovov, right, this is a very common mystical concept from the time of my Sibereshis, u'meri monei peri de'is atadu l'tzadiko, and from the pomegranates of that of the fruit that has been set aside, the is atadu means designated litzadikayo beginta de Eden in Gan Eden. So he's telling us over here what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. Mashiach is going to come. He's going to beg us to be our brother, to go to Yerushalayim to study Torah, and there he's going to guide us. He's going to bring us up to the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, those are the words of the Targum, those are important words, Valinach Lebeis Makdashi, and he's going to teach us there how to fear Hashem, how to go in his ways. He will then provide us with the Sudas Leviyasan, and the Yayin, special aged wine from the time of Maisa Bereshis, wine that has been guarded in its grapes, and then he will also give us pomegranates that have been designated for Tzadikim in Gan Eden. And Chokha, Aviacha or Beisimi, a Beisimi according to the Perush of the Mitzudos, the Targum is identical to Rashi, is the Beis HaMikdash. Tilamdeni, he will teach us Yirah Shemayim. Ashcha Miyayin HaRekach, now it does not say anywhere here in this pasuk about the Sudas Leviyasan. That is something which he has injected. The Targum has injected here mysteriously. There's no makar for this in the pasuk. Sudas Leviyasan, then the Yayin HaRekach, Me'asisri Moni, and the drink, the delicious drink food. He doesn't really say, doesn't translate what it means, the asis, but the pomegranates that have been set aside for tzaddikim in the Gan Eden. Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes on this pasuk, he comments on this pasuk, this is the only place in Chazal, anywhere, that reveals exactly where the Sudas Leviyasan will take place. Because we know there's something called the Sudas Leviyasan. Where will it be? Will it be in Brooklyn? Will it be in the Eretz Yisrael? It's going to be in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it says. He says here, he'll take Alinach LeBeis Mikdashi. All of these things are going to happen in the Beis HaMikdash. The Sudas Leviyasan will take place in the Beis HaMikdash. How are we going to get in there? If you're Yisrael, you're not going to go past a certain area. I guess this is a Hirashah. The whole thing is a Hirashah. Are you going to sit? Are you going to stand? Where is the Muhammad? But he says, you see here a new insight, a new idea about what's going to happen. It's going to be inside the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, let's go to Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Gimel. Smolo tachas roshi vimino tichabikeni. Hashem's left hand is underneath my head, and his right hand is embracing me. Now, what does this mean? The Mitzudo stuff, it says, Smolo tachas reishi ke oimeres hein yodati. It's as if the Isha, the Chashuka, says, Hein yodati, I am well aware. Ki b'ze yidvak bi derech ahava. I'm well aware that when this event happens, when you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you my little sis, my little brother, when I'll meet you and I'll take you into my home, I'll give you, you'll teach me what you want, you'll tell me what you want, and I'll give you all the delicacies, all of the treats. I know that at that point in time, you will cleave to me with a very powerful love. One more time, Kiyomeres Tisha says, Hein yodati ki b'ze yidbak bi derech ahava, you'll cleave to me with love, v'yosim smolo tachas reishi, and my little brother will put his left hand underneath my head, v'usichab keini, yimini, and your right hand will embrace me. V'anim shul huloymar hinei b'ze ha'yisi mashre shchinoscha bi derech ahava v'chiba yisir. At this point in time, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rest your shchin upon me with an intense degree of love. Let's see Rashi, Pasuk Gimel, Smolo Tachas Roshi. Okay, there is no Rashi, he just used that to lead into the next Pasuk. Let's see the Targum. The Targum, Pasuk Gimel, says as follows, Amaras Kenishta Yishol Ano Bechirta Mikol Amamaya. I am the chosen of all of the nations. Why? That is very, very interesting. The Ano Kotra Tefillin Biyat Simoli. What is the symbolism of the left? It's the tefillin. The tefillin go on your left arm. Uvereishi, and I put tefillin on my head. Okay, it says over here, Smolo Tachas Roshi. Tefillin is on the left hand, and Roshi is underneath my head, the tefillah shel Rosh. On the right side, didashi, of my threshold, the door of my house, tulta lekavel, a third down from the top, lekavel taki, right opposite, taki means, I think the mashkoif. A third tulto likovel taki, a third below the lintel. Okay, there's the doorpost and the lintel, a third below the top of the door. The less rishu limazikayo lichabolo li, so that the mazikim don't have permission when I do all of these things. Taki means the door. So lekavel taki means opposite the door. I'm sorry. Lekavel taki means opposite the door. The less reshu lemazikaya lechaboli, so that the demons have no permission to cause me harm. So one more time, the words of this targum. Amaris kenisha dishol ano bechirto mikol amamaya. I am unique. What makes me unique? The ano kotra tefillin biyat smoli uvereishi. I put tefillin on my left hand. I put tefillin on my head. Ukivao mezuzta bestar yamina didashi. I put the mezuzah on the right side of the door. Tulta, a third lekavel taki, one third below the mashkoif, one third below the lintel. The less reshu, so that lemazikayo lechabolali, so that the demons do not have shlita to cause me harm. You learn from this talk of something very unique, is that there is a direct relationship between the tefillin and the mezuzah. Most of us think that the two have nothing to do with one another. There's tefillin, you wear tefillin shoshul tefillyad, and you have a mezuzah on your door. The tefillin is in v'hayol l'chol os, it's a reminder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting you. Then there's a mezuzah, the mezuzah protects your home, shmir, from the mazikin. He says, no, the two are two parts of one whole. And that's why the tefillin is on the left arm. The reason why the tefillin is on the left arm, on your arm, is because it is the counterbalance to the mezuzah that's on the right. Okay, by a left, it means it's your left. Your right is your left. It's Yemin Didei. So that means it's a new yisod. This, you don't see this anywhere. Is that when you're wearing tefillin, your tefillin is half of a whole. The other part of the tefillin is the mezuzah, which means your bias. Your bias, tefillin by and large, I'm trying to throw an idea, is a mitzvah that connects you to your parents. It's a mitzvah, we'll say it's a mitzvah that you give to your children. We know that tefillin is, when it comes to the hayol l'chol os, Okay, there's a Rashbam. The Rashbam asks a question. You have to see the Rashbam in some of the Rashbam asks a question. Why are the two parashios tefillin next to each other, and they're repeated one after the other? First, we have the parasha of Kadosh Lichol Bechor, Pedikol Rechem, and then immediately it says V'hoyaki Yivyach Hashem Lekechol Eretz. Then we come to the parasha of V'hoyalach Amigim to bring out this idea from the Rashbam. You have two parashios back to back. Kadoshli, after Kadoshli, v'hoyachi v'yacha, and then it goes on to say v'hoyal l'chol osal yodcho ulototofos beinenech ki b'chol segyod hutzion Hashem Mitzrayim. Why the repetition? Only a few psukim before it taught us this very halacha v'hoyal l'chol osal yodcho ulzegroam beinenech. So why are these two things repeated back to back? So the Rashbam says, when it says the second time, the Torah is not addressing you. The Torah is telling you what to tell your children. And it's all a continuation of what it says, the day will come. What is all of this about? Why are you giving away the firstborn of your sheep, of your animals, to the Kohen, and why are you redeeming the Petach Hamor? So the pasuk goes on to say, V'amar Tehilav, this is what you should tell your children. Tell him, tell him exactly what happened. And therefore, that's why Al Kain Zavech Lashem Kol Pederechem Hazacharim V'Chol Mechar Banayefde, and tell your child. Therefore, you, my child, the Hayol Osal Yotcha, there shall be a sign on your arm, Ulitotafos Beinecha, Ki B'Chozeg Yod Hotzionu Hashem Mitzrayim. The Rashbam says an incredible chiddush, that one of the very few mitzvos in the Torah, that where the mitzvah is given down b'mesorah, where a father tells the child, this is the mitzvah that I'm telling you to do. You're doing the mitzvah not only because Hashem told you to do it, you're doing the mitzvah out of kibud av v'im for me. I am instructing you to do this mitzvah. Again, it's all part of this pasuk of, this is what you shall tell your children. Tell your children, you, my child, should wear tefillin. So the child, when he puts on tefillin, every time you put on tefillin, you're putting on tefillin because Hashem told me to put on tefillin, but I'm also putting on tefillin because my father told me to put on tefillin. It's a direct link back to Matan Torah. You don't have that by other mitzvahs. You don't have that by matzah, maybe you do have it, but let's say every other mitzvah you have in the Torah, pick any mitzvah, the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, the mitzvah of taking dalet min, the mitzvah of blowing shofar. When a person blows shofar, does he say, you know why I'm blowing shofar today? It's because, number one, Hashem told me to blow shofar. Number two, my father told me I should blow shofar. It's part of the mitzvah. Doesn't exist.
You could make one dim in the rabbanon, near Chanukah, you're supposed to do the smile.
Okay, you have to develop. But tefillin is unique. What is a bias? A bias represents your own family. Tefillin represents the connection to the previous generation. Therefore, it's two halves of one whole, according to the Targum. When you're putting on tefillin on your left arm, this is a continuation of the previous generation. On the right side is my bias, is what I am now going to instill in my home to this generation. And when I'll have children, I'll give it over to the next generation. The right is more choshev than the left. The left is always the receiving end. The right, you give with the right, and you makabel with the left. La'olam yehei adam doicha b'smol, you push away with the left. The kabel b'yamin, and you take with the right. The right represents taking, well, the other way around. Okay, but the point is the left is dull. It's a new idea that you only see in the Targum. The tefillin and the mezuzah are two halves of one whole. It fits very well with the theme of the Rashbam, who tells us that tefillin is unique, and that tefillin represents a connection to the previous generation. You're receiving from the previous generation. Mezuzah represents your bias, your generation, your makom. The two go together. You give to your generation what you have received from the previous generation. The one cannot be without the other. Okay, we'll leave it over here with that. Stop here.